Even before Halloween, when you would walk into stores, the concept of Christmas shopping was already being jammed between your ears. Well, what are your Christmas shopping plans or any possible limits this year? What about gift cards? That's something which used to be kind of a simple idea, but now presents more choices in a supermarket cereal aisle. The next guest joins us to share the results of a study on the Christmas shopping season, expectations associated with it, and offer some guidance on which gift cards are the best. Here from Wallet Hub is Jill Gonzalez. Thanks for being here today, Jill.
Thanks for having me.
And, of course, Wallet Hub Online can be found at wallethub.com. You can see the details on what we were talking about here. A lot more financially associated topics and subjects that they place a very informative focus on. One thing I was surprised to find out, Jill, is we're talking about celebrating Christmas 2020. Well, some people haven't gotten finished with Christmas 2019, especially with the credit card bills.
Yeah, absolutely right. About 35 million Americans still have debt from last holiday season.
So is that why expectations are a little lower this year? Again, the survey said 27% of consumers are going to spend less, or at least plan to spend less, on Christmas shopping this year than last.
Yeah, you really said a key word there. They plan on spending less. We'll see if that actually happens. The National Retail Federation actually projects higher spending by about 4% this season as a whole. But when we asked consumers themselves, about a third of them did say that they plan on spending less. So we'll see what the actual numbers turn out to be.
And when that 4% figure comes out, again, as you said, that's a general overview. There are some stores and brands that will do spectacular, and others, well, like we see every year come January, we see some doors close sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll see if any of those more big box retailers do well, if they don't, or if Amazon just, you know, comes far ahead of the competition as they have done in some years.
Black Friday was always thought of as the jump start in some cases, again, depending on the brand and the store, the make or break 2 or 3 days. It used to be one day. Now it's almost the entire week of Thanksgiving. But a lot of people don't see it as anything special anymore.
Yeah, well, now Black Friday starts essentially on November 1 is when we start to see deals being touted, when we start to see some sites, again, Amazon comes to mind, as already starting their deals. So it makes sense that a lot of people don't necessarily think Black Friday sales are anything special. Right now, it's over half of us, 52%.
The idea, too, of the Black Friday idea, a lot of stores make it more advantageous to shop online versus going to the stores. They'll start their sales. You know, they say in-store, the sales start Wednesday night at 6, but we're going to start it on Tuesday night at 6 online.
Yeah, exactly. So I think stores are trying a different mix every year. Typically, when stores do that, they have certain doorbusters that you can only get in person, very limited quantities. Those tend to be bigger ticket items like electronics, TVs, that type of deal.
Although it's not like in the maybe a decade or so ago, there's no stellar it item that we used to see that would cause people to literally break down the doors and maybe in some cases break each other's nose because they'd actually fight over some of those it toys and items. We don't see that much anymore.
Right. I think now with the spread of shopping online, we don't see that as much. And even when we asked people what they wanted, things like electronics, clothes, jewelry, toys, all of those were second to gift cards. So gift cards are now the most wanted holiday gift.
Talking with Jill Gonzalez and Wallet Hub, they have done studies on Christmas shopping as far as credit card and along with credit card use and how to decipher the world of gift cards, WalletHub.com, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. That's something that I alluded to in the intro to Jill with gift cards. It used to just be a little simple, maybe end of aisle display, or you go up to the register and the little shelving units and situations they have. But now they're these huge floor displays, and the gift card companies are trying to make their card as bright and as attractive as possible to get your eyes focused on their card instead of the one over there next to it, above it, or below it.
Yeah, I think now that some of these most popular gift cards can really get you anything, that's the reason why they're so popular. So they've become a little less specific over the years. And the most popular gift cards for 2019 include Walmart, Target. So, again, you can get a wide range of items there. The Visa gift card is one of the most popular, but number one overall, can't beat it, is Amazon.
Well, for the novice, again, with that same huge floor display, you'll see the gift cards and you'll see the reloadable cards. What's the difference and why does one work better for a person versus another?
Yeah, be careful of this. You really want to go for the gift card and not the reloadable card. The reloadable cards come with a bunch of different fees that is really going to affect the user in a negative way. Gift cards, while you might be able to put more money on them, do have differences that do not include those fees. So make sure you're reading the fine print. They look very similar, but get the gift cards for your recipient.
Now, as far as the gift card elements are concerned, what are some of the possibilities that exist, which a lot of consumers don't know about? I'm thinking, for example, you used to be able to buy, it doesn't happen anymore, but you used to be able to buy a savings bond for half a face, you hold on to it, and it appreciates the face value. Are there discounts on gift cards? Are there penalty points for usage, value deflation, things like that people have to watch out for?
Yeah, when it comes to gift cards, so the one important thing to know is that they legally cannot expire within 5 years of when they're purchased. So even if you're going through your drawers leading up to the holiday season and you find older gift cards, you most likely can still use them. A lot of times if you haven't used them, but they're kind of tattered up from just being in your wallet for so long or for being in a drawer, you can also trade them in to get a shiny new gift card that you can then give to someone. And so those are a couple of good things to keep in mind. The only times that they are discounted is usually through your credit card issuer. So when you have, say, a cash back credit card or a rewards card, a lot of times you can exchange your rewards for gift cards, and you might get anywhere from $5 to $10 off per card, depending on the value that you purchase. So that's another way to get them slightly cheaper and to give as gifts.
So in a way, we've talked about the conflict between credit cards and credit card spending and gift cards. If you racked up an appreciable amount of reward points with your specific credit card, you can actually buffer using your credit card by using the points to gain a gift card.
Exactly. So as long as you're smart about it, that's certainly a possibility here. Just keep in mind that some of those gift cards are only going to be available electronically, digitally, through your email. So if you are expecting to give them as gifts, they might not be as shiny looking, as gift looking, than if you're just printing it out and giving it to someone, but they work all the same.
And of course, I guess the dirty little secret that the consumer, the retailers like the Walmarts and the Amazons are hoping for is if you give someone a, let's say, $100 gift card, they're certainly hoping that you're going to spend more than $100 as the recipient of that gift card. That's something a consumer has to try to compel themselves to avoid overspending.
Exactly. So as someone who's buying gifts, you don't want to overspend. As someone who's getting these gift cards, you don't want to overspend either. And you're right. I mean, 2 out of 3 times, that's exactly what happens, and that is how retailers make even more money off of these gift cards.
And you mentioned Walmart and Amazon. How local and small can gift cards get? I mean, can they be not the box stores necessarily, but an elite brand gift card? How specialized have gift cards gotten?
Well, as far as, shopping local, staying small, I would say most local retailers, small retailers, do have some type of gift card that they offer as well. Sometimes you might have to go in person rather than getting that online. But I would say because they are so wanted now, because they're the number one gifts when we ask consumers, we do see most retailers having them. So you can get very big or stay small.
And also the fail-safe too, because if you're doing your multiple shopping for various people in your life and all of a sudden you realize that last couple of days, oh God, I forgot, fill in the blank, there's your fast save at the gift card display.
Exactly. So you can't really go wrong with gift card. And if you really don't know what the person likes, you can never go wrong with cash, and there's no fees attached to that.
Exactly. And you can't overspend cash either, by the way.
Right. You can't overspend it. Maybe you can spend it all in one place. But yeah, I think most people still are very happy to get that.
You find more about what we've talked about here with gift cards and the Christmas shopping season prognostication, along with other financial information you'll be interested in learning about, and might even find a little way to guide yourself through the holiday shopping season at WalletHub's website, WalletHub.com. Jill Gonzalez, thanks for being here today.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.